Well, hello, my beautiful people. I am filming this very quickly because I am currently at work, but I'm taking my 15-minute break to chat about how it's always so great to be you. And I say all this because I've been sitting here and I've been thinking about the past 6 months to a year. The past 6 months to a year have been some of the hardest things I've ever experienced in my life. Between breakups, friendship breakups, situationship breakups, it's just been like a lot of people leaving my life. And the thing is, it's never that they left my life because they felt undervalued, but it's more because they felt that I was undervaluing myself. And they were completely right in all of this. They were 100% right. And so, that being said, I want to go back to the fact that I talk about how raw and real we are on here, and I'm 100% raw and real with you guys because y'all aren't sitting in front of me and I'm not worried that y'all are going to judge me. And honestly, I could care less because I only talk to like two people that actually listen to this podcast, and those two people have a consistency to tell me, you know, I appreciate how like genuinely just like whatever you are, you know, you're just like, fuck it. And so I wanted to hop on purely to say that whenever you become genuinely yourself and are okay with yourself, you will realize that everyone around you loves you. Everyone fucks with you. And I say that because I, like I said, I've been going through a lot of shit the past 6 months especially, and I've just been having faith that shit works out, and I've just been pushing and pushing and pushing. And my mom and I, as I've mentioned in the past, have had this thing this year that's like the year of Josephine. The year of Josephine. Josephine does what Josephine wants. Josephine does what she needs to be done. Josephine goes where she wants to go. Josephine eats what she wants to eat. She doesn't think about what other people want her to eat or what other people want her to do or what other people are saying about her. Josephine does what Josephine does. And this has been such a great mindset for me to step into, and it was like until me and my mom had that very like deep conversation in November, right around Black Friday, that I said, no, this is the year of Josephine. Like, it starts now. I start by figuring out my shit. I start by actually taking advantage of my life and taking control of my life and not letting my life run me. I got so sick and tired of letting my life run me, letting my life tell me what was happening, letting everything, my circumstances control me rather than controlling my circumstances. And I'm a girl that, like, I'm a control freak. So although I try not to, like, you know, push away any messages that I may be receiving from God, the universe, whatever you believe in, but for me to sit there and say, you know what, this is my year. I take control of this year. I am speaking it into existence. I refuse to be sitting here acting hopeless for another year, acting like I'm not the one in control for another year. And that right there is why people have gotten cut out of my life. That's why I'm not telling some people happy birthday, because they didn't bring any value into my life. That's why I am not wasting my time with humans that don't see who I am. That's why the men that want to come into my house and, you know, just fuck around for a night and never see me again are not being invited. Like, the opportunity for me to take advantage of everything that's happening around me is exactly what I'm doing. And I got so sick and tired of feeling like I had to do something for everyone else. I had to always think about other people. I had to always protect other people. And don't get me wrong, I am a kind fucking person. And, you know, the more that I've dived into myself, the more kind and feminine I've realized I am. I'm diving into the fact that I don't want to be a cool girl. I don't want to be the girl in the streetwear and the sweatpants. I want to be the girl in the summer dresses and the corporate baddie outfits and the opportunity to see myself as a young professional woman that likes to dress up and feel feminine. And that's completely okay. But that was something I was almost pulling myself away from in the past few weeks, because, or not past few weeks, but, you know, the last year, was because I felt like everyone around me wanted me to be someone else. And they never said that. They never said that. They never asked me to change. They never asked me to be anybody. But their actions were showing me that they didn't like who I was. They wanted me for the fact that I was very, like, potentially, I could be someone really cool. But I have no urgency in my heart to be a mean, hateful, cool person. And so, although I feel like I am pretty cool, I'm pretty cool to be around, in my opinion, I'm also understanding of, like, I am a very kind person. And I have been talking to this guy, and him and I have went out a few times, and I really enjoy his presence. I really enjoy his company. I hope to tell you guys more about him soon and maybe drop a name, but he's a gym and a half. And so we were chatting the other day. We went to this bar and played pool. I love pool. If you knew me from high school, you know I absolutely love pool. My friends and I used to hang out at the pool hall. Like, I really enjoy the game. And so we went to this place I didn't even know had pool. We were playing pool. He was just being really, really sweet. And I went up and I was like, I'm gonna go get a drink. He's like, okay, cool. So I go up, I grab a drink. He's still playing pool with somebody. I have no clue who the fuck he's playing. I didn't really care. But I went up there and ordered a drink. I got my first drink, and I tell every bartender I go up to, I'm like, I like sweet, I like vodka, make me your favorite, or whatever's easiest for you. And the guy was like, okay, well, I have like a blackberry, you know, something, I can make something up. I'm like, okay, perfect. And so I was like, I really liked that. I finished it. I was like, I want another one. So I went back up to the bar, and there was a different bartender there. It was a woman, and she looked at me, and I was like, hey, do you have any, like, do you have the stuff for mojitos? Because a lot of bars don't have mint, like they're out of mint, or they just don't carry mint because they don't want it. So I always have to ask if they have mojitos. So I'm like, do you have mojitos? And they're like, no, we don't have mojitos, we don't have any mint. And I'm like, okay, no worries. I would love a vodka soda. And then I was like, actually, I don't really want a vodka soda, that seems like a lot right now. I had this drink just made for me, it's like sweet vodka, blackberries were in it. And she's like, we don't have blackberries. And I was like, well, he said blackberries, so I am unsure of exactly how they put blackberries in it, but he said blackberries. And she's like, well, we have a liqueur. And I'm like, well, maybe that's what it was. I don't know. I like sweet, I like vodka. Whatever is your favorite, I would love to try. And she's like, okay. So she rolls her eyes, goes over, gets the liquor, whatever. And so I'm still there, very kind, like whatever. I'm aware of her tenacity towards me, of her like being frustrated. And I'm, you know, assuming that she's just had a really tough day. Like she looks like maybe she's had a tough shift. And so I'm like, okay, whatever. And I have a 20 in my hand. I got a glass of water for my date. And so like I had, like the drink was maybe 15 at max, with the glass of water as well. So I just had her keep the change. I was like, just keep the change, like no worries. And she was like, oh, thank you, and like was genuinely appreciative. And so I smiled and I walked away. I was like, can I have a straw? She's like, yeah, sure. And I was like, sorry, I don't want to be a bother. She's like, you're not bothering me. And I was like, okay, cool. And I grab my stuff and I walk away. I tell my date about this, and he's like, well, why was she being mean? And I was like, she wasn't being mean, she just seemed like she had a really tough day, and I don't, like, you know, I was being kind. And he was like, you know, I'm gonna break that out of you, like, you don't need to be so nice to everybody. And I'm like, I feel like kindness is a necessary thing. Like, if I am not here to be a light, to be a little bit of positivity that somebody sees during the day whenever they've had a really shitty day, then what am I here for? I am a firm believer that I am one of God's vessels in regards to kindness and caring and just being there for other people. And if I'm not going to do that, then why am I here? And he just kind of looked at me and he was like, you act a lot like how I used to act. Like, I need to break that out of you. I need to protect you. And I was like, I adore you, but I don't need protection. I don't need saving. I'm not a damsel in distress that just needs someone to come and help them. I've built myself from the absolute bottom at this point. I have hit rock bottom, truly. And I have built myself back up completely alone. I don't need saving. I don't need a knight in shining armor. I don't need someone to come in and pay for my nails and pay for my hair and pay for my lashes. I do all that myself. I'm not saying I wouldn't love for someone to come in and pamper me, but I also need you to know that I don't need your help. I don't need you. And he just kind of looked at me and he's like, wow, that was powerful. And I was like, you know, I've realized that I used to be very, very codependent on people. I was codependent on my friends, on my family, on my significant other. I was very codependent on these people for happiness. And I refuse to do that to anyone in the future. And if me being kind to that person after she had a really shitty day and kind of snapped at me made her day better, and I hope it did, then one of these days, whenever she looks back on it, she's like, man, I want to be as kind as that person that I snapped at and she was still very kind to me. You know what I mean? Like, I am a pinnacle of kindness. I enjoy being kind. I enjoy smiling at people and after they scream at me and, you know, saying, you know, I hope that made you feel a little bit better, but we still haven't solved the issue at hand. And so, like, allowing people the grace, the understanding that, like, shit happens, but kindness never fades. Kindness is nothing that people don't appreciate. Like, kindness is what it is because it is so beneficial to this earth. And you know, I had later, he had asked me, he was like, you didn't get a lemon on my water. And I was like, no, I didn't. You said that you didn't, you know, like, I had my drink, it had a lemon on it. And you were like, well, that's so odd that Americans put, he's from London. And so he's like, that's so odd that Americans put lemons on like everything. Like, you'll have lemons in water, lemons in this, lemons in that. So after you had made that observation, I assumed that you didn't like lemons in your water. So I didn't get you a lemon in your water. And he's like, that's so thoughtful. And I was like, well, I'm just observational. Like, it just seemed like something that kind of bothered you. Like, not in a, oh my God, that irks me way, but just in a, that's odd. And so I just didn't do it. And he was like, I don't want to change you. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, I know I said at the bar, like, I'm going to change you and, you know, you're not going to be so nice, but I don't want to change you. Like, this is you. And I love that about you. And I was like, oh, well, thank you. And You know, and just like me standing up for myself and the fact that I'm genuinely just a kind person helped him understand that he could be kind too. Like, it's not the end of the world. And the thing is, he's not a mean guy. Like, he's really nice. It's just like, he also is like, you can tell that he's been burned a few times. And so he has a tendency to like, whenever people snap, he snaps back. And I get that. And that's living out of a mindset of defensiveness and a mindset of like, you know, reacting rather than responding. And I refuse to react, I only respond. And so allowing the opportunity for me to actually talk to someone and be like, you know what, I get what you're going through and I hate that for you, is allowing them to really feel their feelings and not feel like they're not being heard, but also being like, understanding they're in a safe space to be able to, you know, present their feelings. And me being genuinely who I am, genuinely just a nice person that really doesn't get upset about much, genuinely understanding that I can be independent and pull myself back up, I don't need anybody's help, me being understanding of the fact that I am that girl, has allowed me to grow in ways that I didn't see myself growing. Like, me even sitting here talking about it, I'm like, wow, this was not who I was a year ago. And a year ago, I was a disheveled little thing that had just been broken up with, and I was so upset and so sad and literally distraught. Like, it bothered me so much. And I was convinced I wasn't gonna be able to survive out of all of it. I was like, I'm dead. Like, he left me. And he didn't leave me. He didn't leave me in that regard. Like, it sounds worse than it is, but you know what I mean? Like, that's the thought process that goes through your head whenever you're like sitting there and you're just so upset because someone left your life. And then you realize that people come and go. It's like a bus station. I think of my life as if I am a bus stop. Or a like Union Station. You know, I'm fancier than a bus stop. I'm Union Station. And buses come and go, and that's people in your life. Some buses come and they're only there one time. You don't ever see them again. Sometimes buses come in and they come in once a week and they're a part of your life. Or sometimes you see buses every single day and those are people that are there forever. Like, your life, you as a human are a bus station, a bus stop, whatever you decide you wanna be. And buses come and go. Out of your life, in and out, all the time. And that has to be something you're completely okay with. And if you're not okay with it, that's something that you need to like really dive into yourself about, because people aren't meant to be here forever. There is a reason we have mortality. Like, we are supposed to not be on this earth. So why in the world would you like be in someone's life forever? Like, there's very few people that will be in your life forever. And that's completely okay. Because the moment that they're not in your life forever, you realize the benefit that they brought to your life. Like, you don't notice how important something is until it's gone. And so whenever that person leaves your life and you realize they left you with all these lessons and opportunities to grow, like, that's why I don't hate any of my exes. My exes have made me grow every single time. I go into my next relationship better than I was in the first. And so, like, my first relationship with my abusive ex-boyfriend, it really taught me to stand up for myself in regards to what I accept from men and how I allow them to speak to me and treat me. That another man knows he cannot raise his voice at me. He cannot scream at me. I will leave. I will leave. And so going from there to my next relationship, that was a very, very healthy relationship. And we, you know, had conversation and like understood, and you know, like, we really got to grow with each other and grew out of each other. And that's completely okay. I moved to California. He was still in Arkansas. We will probably never speak again for the most part. Like, we text every now and then, but that's as far as it goes. Like, allowing an understanding of like, people aren't supposed to be there forever. And then, you know, we move into my next relationship that, and don't get me wrong, that middle one fucked me up. I was so upset. And so then we go into my next relationship where I was taught, you know, healthy boundaries and understanding, you know, people need space and that, you know, overwhelming people with love doesn't make them love you anymore. And so understanding that people need space, understanding that people go through certain things and you can't hold them, you have to give grace. And if I learned anything in my last relationship, it was giving grace to people that really deserve it. And whenever people are going through hard times, you can't expect them to be number one. You can't expect them to give you 100%. They don't have it in them. And just like, I don't have it in me. So although I'm one to stretch myself too thin, a lot of people aren't. And that's completely okay. And so understanding boundaries was what I learned in that last relationship. And it's made me healthier in this, you know, current whatever I'm in with this guy. And the understanding of like people's feelings and understanding of people's emotions and understanding that I don't need to be around them 24/7 just because I like them. Allowing them to have their space and be their own person is very, very important. And I have learned all of this by dealing with certain situations, dealing with opportunities to cut people off and allowing them to understand a boundary of like, no, you actually bring a lot of chaos into my life and I would appreciate it if you'd leave. Like, there's a situationship. He comes back every few months and I'm like, listen, you aren't bringing any value to the table. You told me that this is what you want. It's obviously not what you want. I can't stand the inconsistency of like hearing back from you every 3 days. It actually irks the shit out of me. I need more communication with that. You obviously have severe commitment issues that you need to talk to a therapist about. So if you're not willing to fix those things to ensure you can have a successful relationship with me, then I'm not willing to put myself through the heartbreak and the trauma that is going to endure. Like, I'm going to have to endure to make sure that we actually like become something. And so even me just standing up in that way, that's not something I would typically do. I'd let that man pull me through the ringer, but I refuse to do that anymore. And I think that is really just showing growth in me being genuinely myself and listening to myself. So if you got anything from this 15-minute podcast of me just literally hyper screaming at you, believe in yourself and understand that you can do whatever you can do, and that you, like, anything you put your mind to, you can truly do it. And all it's going to take is you being genuine with yourself and understanding yourself completely and being authentically you every single day. The moment that you stop being authentically you is the moment that you stop succeeding. So make sure you're always being yourself and always being 100% you. And if there's a moment you can't be 100% you, then you need to get out of that situation or out of that relationship or out of whatever the fuck it is. Because if you can't be you, then why are you there? If you can't be you, then you're not supposed to be there. Somebody else is supposed to be in that spot, not you. So if you're expected to be something else, then you don't need to be the one taking that seat. Neither here nor there. I love you. I hope you have a great day, week, whatever it may be. And I will chat with you later. I hope you enjoyed this quick little 16-minute podcast, because I know I haven't been here in a minute. But I am going to try and do better about, you know, really getting on here more frequently, as I do enjoy talking to you guys. Let me know what you want to hear about next. But a quick reminder to always be you.